Being a product manager is a challenging role that requires a variety of skills. Now, these skills range from those required to achieve long-term goals and also immediate daily or weekly needs of your team. But with some daily habits, you can actually improve your skills and stay ahead of the curve. I'm Dayton from Savvy Reading, and my goal is to help product managers lead successful careers and thrive at their jobs. So today we're going to be exploring five areas that are essential for any product manager looking to improve their skills, and also some weekly habits within these five areas that you can incorporate in your routine and practice for you to become a better product manager. Let's jump right into it. The five areas where I would say every product manager should invest their skills and development are the following. One is strategy and impact. Second is technical product competence. The third is data and analytical fluency. Fourth is your career development, which is personal and should be important to you. And the last is communication and collaboration. So let's start with strategy and impact. It is important to have a strong understanding of the market within which your business or your product plays, the competition, and very good understanding of your customer needs. A clearly understood and articulated strategy outlines what the product is and how it will impact the business. A good strategy basically sets the direction for the product and ensures that everyone on the team is aligned and working towards the same goal. And how do you know that you're working towards the same goal as a team? You measure the impact of your product and understand how it's contributing to the business and the goals that the business has set. Now, some practical tips to consider and habits to incorporate in order to have a good understanding of your product strategy and impact and how you can contribute to that. Number one, I would say, is speak to your CEO regularly. A lot of us shy away from having these conversations with the business owner or the top executive in the business. And some of us feel very comfortable having sufficient conversations with the head of the product or the person leading the product division. But I would say, as much as possible, if you can, have regular conversations with the CEO of the business, because they have a good understanding of the business goals, why the business has certain goals, and how the market is actually generally performing. The reason why you also want to speak with your CEO is because they understand the investment landscape in many cases more than anyone within the organization. So you can get a pulse of the investment landscape from them and how the product direction can contribute towards future investments that the business is looking towards. Speaking with your CEO also helps you understand the company's vision and how your product fits into that. So take some time every week or every other week at least to speak with your CEO, have high quality questions about how the business is performing and how the area of your product might be contributing towards business goals, and use it as an opportunity to clarify the things that you don't have understanding about and the things you need some alignment on. The second tip to help you improve your strategy and impact understanding within your product is articulate why in a document. In a lot of cases, as product managers, we have the understanding of why somewhere in our heads. We kind of get the picture. But if we do not make an attempt to articulate why we are doing some things in a document, in a readable format where somebody else could repeat what we have written, you really do not understand why. Make an attempt to write the why behind your product vision and your product strategy and the feature you're working on and the decisions you're making. Articulate it clearly in a written document such that if you hand that document over to somebody else who does not understand, they can repeat it in a way that communicates the exact same thing to you. What does this do? It basically provides clarity on what you're trying to achieve and helps you again to communicate this with your team based on the understanding that you may have gotten either from the CEO or from the top product executive within your organization. In the same manner as articulating why, take your team through the product vision or the roadmap or the strategy, whichever one is available within your organization. And this might not be something you want to do every week, but every few weeks, walk through that with your team. Go through the elements of your product vision if you have one, or the various reasons that drove your roadmap, and always articulate it to your team. Make it a habit to articulate this at the beginning of important conversations so that your team is always keeping that at the forefront of your discussions. That way, your team is always aware of why you're making the decisions that you're making, and also be able to challenge those decisions, because sometimes a product roadmap, a product vision, or a product strategy is just that document that everybody visits once in a quarter or once in a year when we are ready to set goals and KPIs. But that should not be the case. Look for avenues and opportunities to carry the product culture in conversations with your team. One other important tip that helps you to improve your understanding of strategy and impact is reading through and catching up on industry news and competitor press releases. I mean, you really need to understand the pulse of your competition and the market. Stay up to date with the industry news and what your competitor is releasing. Identify the trends and the opportunities. Not necessarily because you want to replicate those, but you also want to understand why they might be making the decisions that they are making and what that means for your business or for your product. So take some time every day, I would say, to read industry news, understand the industry with which you're playing and the adjacent industry. Know your competitors so well, because this is critical in product management. The next area we're going to be touching on, and I'm going to be giving some practical tips, is the area of your technical product competence. Technical product competence is actually your skills, your technical skills as a product manager, all the things that you have to enable you to be an exceptional product manager. You need to have a very good understanding and a very good grasp of the skills that enable you to do your work efficiently, not waste time, and accurately. Your technical product competence also involves understanding how your product works, the technical constraints and limitations within which your product can function, and the development process. This knowledge will go a long way in helping you make informed decisions, communicate effectively with your development team, and ultimately build a better product. Here are some tips that you should consider incorporating in your routine to improve your technical product competence. Number one is assessing how you validate your hypothesis. Every product feature or service begins from having a form of hypothesis, which basically articulates the problem that we are experiencing or your users are experiencing, the assumptions that you're making, and how the feature or the improvement would solve that problem. And within this hypothesis, there is a framing around what we want to validate. Consistently, as a product manager, you should have a list of hypotheses, how you want to validate those hypotheses before you go into software development, and you should iteratively review how you validate your hypotheses in a very fast and less expensive way. The reason why validating your hypotheses is very important is because you don't want to spend a lot of time and effort and invest so much in software development on a feature that doesn't really solve the problem because you made the wrong assumptions or you had very high risks that you did not test. In order to improve your competence and your level of accuracy and return on investment, you want to iteratively look at how you validate hypotheses. What are the ways and the low-cost experiments and the little services that you provide in order to validate hypotheses before you invest your development team's effort? The second tip within this category is for you to review your tech stack to understand the tech decisions that are being made. In many cases, product managers feel like they don't have a say over the technical decisions that the engineering team may be making. But a very poor engineering decision can affect the overall experience of your product. A good way to start is to understand what powers your product, what are the services, what are the libraries, and what do they do, how do they function. So understand how the technical decisions are being made about your product software development and take some time to review how that evolves over time. Another way to improve your technical competence as a product manager is to review consistently some aspects of your product operations or your processes. And this could evolve from how you capture bugs, how you capture product feedback as a product organization, how you test your prototypes as a product organization, how you conduct user interviews, how you conduct market research. These are all parts of product operations that enable you to be a better product manager or enable you to do your job at least. Very clunky operations can actually impair your ability to get your job done very well. Be open to ideas around changing how these processes work and contributing to how you can improve these processes, because these processes cumulate into what makes your work and what makes your product management experience better. So invest some time every couple of weeks and look at bottlenecks in those processes and suggest improvements. For example, should you be having your demos every week, or every product manager can record a Loom video and send it to everybody? Those are some of the improvements that you can consider that saves you time and also helps the larger organization understand what the product team is. And also, when those conversations are being had within adjacent teams, be aware of how adjacent teams can influence your product processes and contribute to those. So for example, your marketing team may be involved in the release communication, but how do you collaborate with marketing to make sure your release communication is effective and is potent? Those are processes that are adjacent to product management, but influence how product management works within your organizations. This could also be how the customer success team captures feedback or manages support. Do not shy away from those meetings when they are happening, because they impact how the customers or users consume your product as well. One more thing that I also suggest that a lot of product managers do every few weeks to improve your technical competence is to pick a strategic decision by company that is similar to yours and review their decision. Doing this and studying the strategy decisions of other companies can actually help you identify patterns and learn from their successes and failures, so you can incorporate into your own product. For example, if Asana is a competitor of my product and they start evolving into AI, then I'll be curious to understand why they make that strategic decision. How is it performing over time? What is the success or failure that they're having? Is this a pattern among other competitors within my space? And what does that mean for my product? Lastly, within the area of technical product competence, I would say shadow other product managers in your organization if there are more people besides you. Take advantage of the networking opportunities that are available within your company. Shadowing other product managers is not necessarily because you do not know what you're doing, but sometimes it's because you just want to learn from their style, their approach, and how they do things. From them, you can learn very different and new techniques and strategies that you can adopt within your own team. It's as easy as saying, can I be a fly on the wall on your call? Can I be a fly on the wall within this conversation or within this brainstorming session? And as much as possible, you do not need to contribute if you've not been asked to contribute. All you're there to do is learn. It also gives you a different perspective on product management and your products besides what you do on a daily basis or what you interact with. Use other product managers within your team as a sounding board of your ideas and share how your team is solving problems with them, because they could also have very significant contributions to how you approach problems. The third area of skill that I would say every product manager needs to continuously invest time in is the area of data and analytical fluency. You need to be able to analyze data, draw insights, and make decisions based on data as a product manager. You need to have a very good grasp of some data skills, some basic SQL skills, or at least use the tools that enable you to take a peek into data and make some insightful decisions. Understanding your product's data and metrics is very crucial to improving. It stands you out. It's your superpower. Creating dashboards, funnels, and reports, they help you visualize your product's performance as much as possible. But these are some tips that you can incorporate into your routine every few weeks as a product manager that helps you stand out and improve your data and analytical fluency. The first that I would say is do it. Basically, play around with data and metrics. Create new dashboards, funnels, you know, new reports. As much as possible, get your hands dirty with data. And there are a lot of tools that helps you to analyze data, usage data, aggregate in different forms. There are so many tools. It's Mixpanel, Metabase, Google Analytics. But you should have a few of those tools that you are very, very competent at. And this is almost like an everyday activity, I would say, for a product manager. Go in there, play around with the data. If you release a new feature, look at how your users are using those features. Measure the retention, measure the activation, measure the adoption. Look at what the users are doing with your feature. What is leading them there? Where are they going from there? Look for interesting insights for how you can improve your products. And create reports and dashboards. Analyzing customer usage data is very crucial to understanding what is working and what is not working. Besides playing around with data, you want to gain insight into what are the things that are working, what are the assumptions you make that hold true, and what are the ones that do not hold true. This also helps you continually analyze patterns and behaviors, because you want to be able to anticipate the future trends of your users and how your product could evolve to meet up with those future trends. And with a very good understanding of your users' usage patterns and behavior, when the time comes for your business to set the next set of goals and objectives, things are not catching up with you unawares, and you are able to contribute to the strategy and the impact that your product decisions are making in the future. The second tip goes without saying. If your organization uses KPIs or OKRs, use analytics tools to effectively monitor and communicate your KPIs for regular and continuous improvement. If you have a set goal, how are you communicating as much as possible? Let data be the basis for which you communicate the KPIs and the OKRs that your business have set for you if you use that within your organization. And if you use different mechanisms to measure and set goals within your organization, ensure that you incorporate data into how you communicate your team's progress. For example, instead of saying, oh, you know, we released a feature and, you know, users are loving it, you could say something like, well, 55% of our users have been exposed to the feature within the first 24 hours of release, and we are noticing about a 13% drop off within the first 48 hours of releasing the feature. We are counting on the fact that with more marketing and more awareness push from the marketing team, we can increase that 55% to about 75% within the next 3 days. That's how to incorporate data into communicating your goals as a product manager. An example could also be, I've noticed that about 30% of the users that are extending their trial are actually going on to make payments. So there is a possibility that offering trial extension is going to increase our trial to paid conversion by 30%. And the last tip within the data and analytical fluency is when you review these reports and dashboards and you create them and you find insights, share them with your team, share them within your organization, share them with other product managers, share them with people that are not product managers, because this collaboration helps to enrich the conversations that are happening within your organization based on just you going through data and metrics and sharing them with your team. There really is no point having insights and not sharing them. In fact, sharing them could also potentially open you up to opportunities for improvement where people might find out that, oh, you might not be measuring it right, or ask you questions that help you dig more into reasons why you have some user behaviors and patterns, and helps you think about things differently from how you're looking at it. The fourth area is quite personal, and quite frankly, not many organizations are going to push you towards this. And this is something that every product manager needs to take ownership of. This is your career development. It's important to keep learning and growing as a professional. This is just not limited to product managers. This could depend on your personal career goals. It could depend on what you want to achieve within and outside the organization. So you need to actually not get too carried away by working and not catering to your career development goals, because at the end of the day, that's all you have. And these are a few tips and things that you can consider while thinking about what you need to do occasionally in order to make sure that you're on top of your career. First is attend product meetups, talks, and conferences. Attend those product meetups. Attend those community events. Attend those networking events. Set up a coffee chat. Not only do those events give you opportunity to meet other product managers and organizations that you may not have access to, but they generally have information about the trends within the industry or the new approaches that people are adopting to do work, which might be beneficial for you. And they could also be very good opportunities for you to establish good partnerships and relationships for your organization and make you a superstar. So don't shy away from those events, especially if they are in person. If your organization has the opportunity to sponsor you or pay for you to gain entry into some of those events, take advantage of those. And when you get to the point as a product manager where you've established a lot of presence for yourself, you can actually be the one organizing these events within your community, within your city, where you bring a lot of other product managers and expand your network as well. And this leads nicely to the next point, which is talking to product managers outside your organization. Form your own community of product managers, whether it's a community of 3, 4, 5 other product managers that you know each other and you can keep each other accountable to your career goals. Another reason why you want to also talk to other product managers outside your organization is because you all can serve as sounding boards for each other. You'll be able to share ideas and actual problems that you're solving within your organization with them, of course, with the right level of privacy on what you're working on, and they can help you solve that problem outside of your organization. you're able to incorporate their own thinking and their own approaches into how you solve your problem. And their experience also comes in very handy. So make up your community, enrich your community of product managers, and make sure that you have a community that you can always reach out to that can help you think through how you solve problems. And of course, you're also able to help contribute into how they're solving their problems as well. The third tip within the category of your career development is to document your personal development goals. This evades us so easily. Again, like the strategy and impact, it's somewhere in your head, but it's not clearly written down. Keeping track of your personal development goals helps you stay focused and motivated. Anything outside of that, you really need to think about it. So take some time every week to track your development goals and how you're making progress towards them, and if possible, how you want to adjust them because of the things that you're finding out. Also, if you get a recognition or any form of accolade from within your team or from your users, preferably written or documented in any format, take a screenshot of it and save it in your brag folder, because you need those conversations and those accolades on the days that you do not feel up to it. When the time comes for you to evolve into another role or in another organization, you're not there wondering, what have I done? You have a folder or portfolio of all the accolades that you've gotten as a product manager, and it's not so hard for you to prove your value to somebody else. This last thing might also be one that might rub off on people a different way, depending on what end of the spectrum you're on. But post your learnings and experience on LinkedIn. Yes, a lot of us do not like to share or feel like we want to join the LinkedIn community of just having something nice to say about your work. But if you really do have something nice to say about your experience and something that people can learn from, go ahead and share, and someone might be able to benefit from it. Not only does this help you improve your network and improve your brand profile, but writing is actually a proof of work for thinking. Writing on LinkedIn or your blog can actually help you share knowledge with others and establish yourself as a thought leader within your industry. But it also shows that you think. And when you think and write, it also helps you identify the areas within your thinking that there might be gaps or that you want to invest more time in. Now onto the final area and category of your skills development that I think is very important. And I definitely needed to call this one out, because almost everything you do as a product manager is centered around how you communicate and how you collaborate. Communicating and collaborating are important skills for any product manager. You need to be able to communicate effectively with your team, with other teams within your organization, with external stakeholders, and with your users. You may have built a very fantastic feature, but if you don't articulate it clearly, you may not get so much use out of the feature. If you do not know how to articulate clearly the state of the feature or the product to the stakeholders within your organization, you may have a very hard time proving your worth and value as a product manager. And this is why communicating and collaborating are important skills that you need to invest time in developing and practice routines around. Now, these are some tips that I would recommend for you to incorporate into your routine to improve your communication and collaboration skills. The first would be, train a small group and share the recording. Train people, share some knowledge with others that can help you solidify your own understanding of a concept. It could be a product management concept. It could be a concept about something within your product. It could be about how to use a tool or any topic of interest within the scope of work that you're doing, or even how to analyze some of the data that I mentioned earlier. But make a point to record this with the intention to share with other people to learn something from. That helps you think about what the audience is going to consume and how to frame your communication around that topic. And this could be something that you do on a regular basis, like a lunch and learn, or like a personal project within your organization, or something you do ad hoc as the need arises. But do not shy away from sharing knowledge. Do not shy away from putting it out there within your organization for people to take a lesson from. The second tip I would also recommend for you to improve your communication and collaboration skills as a product manager is, if your organization has blog posts or articles that they release ever so frequently, or it could be like your releases, you want to contribute into that process as much as you can if you want to improve your communication skills. Writing and contributing to things like blog posts or feature releases can help you demystify the communication to people that do not understand the product as well as you do, because that way you're able to be the bridge between the technical team, the marketing team, and the users to help them to understand what might be complex. The marketing team may not understand understand the product as well as you do, but you need to collaborate with your marketing team to review the collateral that goes out, improve on how they communicate the product features or the steps that are required for users to carry out the things that they're asking them to do, and make sure that they are correct in terms of accuracy, but then they also represent the intentions within which you've built the features. So do not let your marketing team release communication pieces about the aspect of the product that you manage without having any form of input in it. And also, when your software developers put together some form of communication for the purpose of sharing with a broader group, ensure that you're also involved in the process to demystify the technical details and make it consumable for non-technical stakeholders. Keep the spirit of the communication, but you can simplify the language because the audience may not necessarily understand the technical details. And that rounds up every tip that I'm going to be giving you within these areas of improving your product skills. These are things I would recommend that you take notes of and also incorporate every few weeks and make a routine as you get your job done. I hope these tips help you become a better product manager and achieve success in your career. If this helps you, forward this to one of your product manager friends. I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you.